And you folks, just a reminder to you, I know you already know this, but just be praying for our young people, even during this service, that the Lord would help them and calm any nerves that might be there, just to strengthen them and put their hearts at ease. And what we're going to do is, as Brother Ricky had explained, and I just think it's wonderful how we open this service up for the teenagers to give a testimony and others. And we're going to just ask you guys will come on up. If you feel led, I wanted just the teenagers to know there's no pressure. There's nothing that makes you more spiritual about getting up and giving a testimony. Now may not be the time. That's between you and the Lord, but we won't think any less of you if you don't say anything. Doesn't mean God didn't speak to you. But if you feel led of the Spirit and you want to give a testimony, we just really want to welcome that and ask you to do that. So really be praying and just be encouraged by what God is doing. I'll tell you, I'll start it off just with a quick testimony. God really spoke to my heart. It was, I believe, the second message, and the preacher preached on a sermon called a message called The Fear Factor, and he talked about how fear really dominates our lives in many ways, and we don't even realize it. And God just really spoke to my heart about some fear that I had in my life, and I didn't even realize it. And I'm so thankful that by God's Word and God's Spirit, He can put light on that. And I just believe, I feel like in my own life, I've got some victory that I'm celebrating because of just the realization that, listen, Jesus Christ is my all in all. He's the one that brought me to where I am. He's the one that's going to bring me to where I need to be. And all other else things, he will work everything else out. But it was just some specific things that I think I had fear in my life, and God really dealt with me. And so I'll just praise God for that. But this time, we're going to just keep it going. What we'll do, I know, Brother Ricky, you brought this stool up here, right? This little step stool. All right, so if we need it, you don't have to use it, but if you want to use it, you can. But we'll do that. We'll just come up as you feel led. We're not going to go in any certain order. And if you would, just state your name clearly when you come up. Try to be somewhat close to the microphone here. State your name before your testimony so that if somebody does hear it in the future that was not in the service, they were like, well, who gave that testimony? You know, that was really special. So if you would, just state your name and then how the Lord spoke to your heart. So who's going to be starting us off? Is any? Okay, Josiah, ready to take some leadership there, brother. Thank you.
My name is Josiah Patterson. It was a really, really good weekend for me. I got something out of all of the services, but this morning, the speaker, which was Aaron Coffey, he talked about denying yourself, and that's something that I don't do very well. I don't tell myself no when I should, but Luke 9:23 says, and he said unto them, all of if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And the two things in that verse is denying yourself, and then the second one is taking up your cross daily. And taking up your cross daily is something I've always seen as, oh, well, when you get saved, you take up the cross. But it says in the verse that you take up the cross daily, and that's something that I don't do either. It's something that we all need to do, and if y'all would just pray for me that I would do that and tell myself no when I need to. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right, y'all come on up as you feel led. Annalisa.
Okay. Hi, my name is Annalisa Heiss, and I got something out of every single message. He was a really good speaker. But I got something mostly out of the first sermon on Friday night. He said, he was telling his testimony, and he said that all up through his, like, through his elementary years, up till he was 13, he thought he was a good kid and that he was saved and stuff. And then when he was 13, he was exposed to the world, and he thought, and he figured out that he wasn't really a Christian. And are you a Christian just to get the benefits of God to go to heaven? Or are you saved to serve God and not just putting him off and then saying, okay, God, when I die, then you can remember me and take me to heaven. So I realized that's a place in my life. So I got reassured of my salvation, and amen. I'm ready to serve the Lord wherever he wants me to put me.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was wonderful. Amen. All right. Anybody?
Hi, I'm Clara, and this, I think, was my 8th time going to the Wilds, not just weekend, but I went in the summer a few times, and it was awesome, and I'm going to talk about what the pastor talked about. Yesterday morning, he talked about fear and how we let fear dominate our lives, and the funny thing is I already knew how fearful I was, and I had actually, like, he said in the sermon, you need to come to the point where you notice that fear is sin. Mm. And for like a year now, I've known that fear was sin and that I was fearful, but I didn't know how to fix it. And I would say over and over again, I would say, God, I'm sorry. I know I'm fearful and that I'm living in fear. Mm. And I'd say, please help me and fix it. But then I would try and fix it on my own, and it didn't ever work. But he said that you have to trust God to do it. And I've struggled so much with that. And it's also, like, I asked my counselor this week, I was like, how do you trust? Like, it's just so, she said, there's not really a clear-cut definition of just trusting. I mean, it's depending, but you have to just learn how. And that you, I prayed, oh, hold on. Let me try that again. I would like to ask you to pray for me that I would learn how to trust God in taking away my fear and not trying to do it myself.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. All right. Kendra?
Hi. For those that don't know me, I'm Kendra. And like Josiah said, the speaker was Brother Aaron Coffey. And he just, the Lord spoke to me in every message. It was just like, he was really good. This morning, he had a really good sermon. It was about follow me. And he said to deny yourself, like Josiah said, and denying yourself is the ability to say no to yourself, which everybody, I'm sure, struggles with. And so I pray, or I would hope that y'all just pray for me, that I could deny myself and share God with others. Because along with yesterday morning service, when you're scared to like share the gospel with somebody, that's a fear, and you're scared that they're going to think something wrong of you, and you need to just trust God and deny yourself, that you need to be bold for God and take up your cross daily, like Josiah said. But something else that he said this morning is that if somebody rescues you, you'll do anything for them. But why will we be so fearful that we don't share the love of God with others? So I pray, or I would hope that y'all just pray for me that I would be bold for God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah, Abby, come on up. Jeremiah, you. Go ahead, Abby. You're good.
Hey, for people that don't know me, my name is Abby, and I've been here for like three weeks, I think. Everybody knows the rule, treat others how you want to be treated. How come we don't treat God the same way? This is my first time being to the Wilds. It was really fun, and I learned that if you pick the right path and you follow Jesus and you pick the right fruit from the right tree, you're gonna live a great life. And one thing I got from one of the service that he said was that one thing that he said that die to yourself daily, that I struggle with that all the time. Mm-hmm. Like people, like they said that saying no to myself is really hard for me. So, also, the person I was at the Wilds is usually not the person I am. But now I know that the person I was at the Wilds is the way I want to live my life now.
Amen. Amen.
And I wanted to read one verse, Matthew 7:13-14. That he had read. It says, enter ye in a at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that lengtheneth to destruction. And many there must be go and threaten, because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, which few there be that find it. Mm. I just hope I'm one of those few.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That was precious. Thank you, Anne.
My name is Jeremiah, and all the services were super good, but the main one that stood out to me was the one about fear, and how he was talking about that people. Some people don't serve God because they're scared of what other people will think about them, but I want you all to pray for me that I'll serve God no matter what people think about me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. These are just wonderful, aren't they, church?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hey, I'm Anna, and all the sermons, they really spoke to me, but one of them was just a, like, pin in the side for me, because it's something I don't normally do. And it was the sermon about two roads, how one road was very, you know, wide, so you, people have a whole bunch of different ways to get to hell, you know, and people say, hell, oh, hell, you know, it's not real, or some people just overlook it, but it's a real place, and if you're not saved, you're going to be there. So you really want to take the narrow path. You have one way to get to God, and it is through God. So I want you all to pray for me that I go to that narrow path, because I'm having some struggles with it right now. Thanks.
Amen. We will pray for you, Anna. Absolutely.
Hey guys, I'm Zeke, for those of you who don't know me. All the sermons spoke to me, but the main one was probably almost the most simple example ever. It was just a boat, and sin was the current, and we just kind of go with the flow, is pretty much what the speaker was telling us. And then how when we go to camp, we make a decision, we come back, and we just try to row our way away from the current for about 2 weeks, and then we go right back to where we were. So I just wish y'all pray that we just be willing to lift up that sail, let Lord just blow us away with His grace and help us to commit to those decisions.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Zeke. Amen. You want to
still?
There you go.
Hi, I'm Holly. And this week was full of great services, but the one that stood out to me the most was yesterday morning about fear, because I realized I had some fear, but I didn't realize everything. Like, he said that getting jealous and comparing yourself is also from fear, and I hadn't realized that. And could y'all please pray for me about those things? I struggle with that.
Amen. Not only did they grow spiritually over the weekend, they grew physically as well.
Hi, I'm Brecken, for those of you who don't know me. I had a really fun time at camp. I learned a lot about it. What really stuck out to me the most was, like Holly, fear. That fear can keep you from the life you're supposed to live and the life that God has for you. Like, you're always afraid to tell people about Christ because you're afraid on what they'll think about you and how that they say, oh, well, there's that Christian over there. I don't want to be with them. Fear is what keeps us from everything God wants us to be. So I would like y'all to pray for me that I won't be afraid to tell other people about Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Hi, my name is Valerie, for those of you who don't know me. And like a lot of people,
like a lot of people already said, the service about fear. And I have a fear is talking in front of people like this. So I just want to, like, be able to overcome my fear. And so I'm going to, like, try and trust God more. And I need people to pray for me. And that's it.
Amen. 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 We certainly will. Any other teams? Joe?
Hi, my name is Joe, and the preacher there was really great, and I had a great time at the Wilds. He was speaking about how do I grow, and I know that I wasn't growing spiritually because I was not reading my Bible and praying every day. I'm going to start reading my Bible and praying because I know that God wants me to grow in Him, and other people want me to grow too. So please pray for me that I would grow every day and serve God. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jeff.
Hi, I'm JG, for those of you who don't know me. And like a lot of people have already said, one of the services were about fear. And God has actually recently been working on me about that and convicted me to work on it. And but a lot of things that Mr. Aaron said, I didn't realize was sin and, like, was fear exactly. And it just really stood out to me and showed some areas that I really need to work on. So if you could just pray with me to continue working on that.
Hello, my name is Mary Ford, and this was my first time attending the Wilds Retreat this week, and throughout everything, God just showed me so much love through all the people within the youth group and just the counselors as well. And the main thing I learned overall this weekend was just to trust in God through all the sermons that Aaron Coffey preached to us with the illustration with the boat and everything that he just went through, like all of our fears. We have so many fears, and I know I specifically do, but through this weekend, he just showed me every day to trust him, and so, yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, I'm Wyatt, and this weekend at the Wilds, he spoke about how little things just like reading your Bible and praying and staying faithful in church are, they're big parts of the Christian life, and I haven't really been doing that lately, and I just appreciate your prayers in those areas.
Hey, my name is Cody, and I left my notes in the truck or whatever, so I was down there on my phone. I wasn't texting or anything, just trying to get a couple main points down. This morning, he was talking about the deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow me, and he stressed several things. The not denying yourself isn't just saying no to yourself, it's also saying yes to God. Why do you say no to sin? It's because God told you not to, so you're saying yes to Him. And another thing was taking up your cross. The cross wasn't a symbol of hope back then. Now we think of it as Jesus died on the cross. Cross is what gives us freedom. But back then, the cross was just a symbol of death. And so it's basically saying it's taking up death to yourself, death to your sin, death to everything that isn't for God. And then the following him, he was talking about we got to follow him in Galilee, where he was a servant, he was serving people. We got to follow him in Gethsemane, where he surrendered. We got to follow him at Golgotha, where he suffered. We got to be willing to do all the stuff he did for him. So just pray for me that I can work on all these areas.
Amen, brother. Amen. Wonderful. Amen. Any other teenagers? We'll leave it open. If you guys, I'll let you think about it in a second, but while they're deciding whether they want to give a testimony before we move to the college and career, and by the way, if we go to college and career and you feel like you want to do it, you can. You notice God used so many messages in the hearts of these teenagers.
One of them was, of course, you heard a lot about the fear factor, but I really believe this man had God's hand on him. And he was filled with the Spirit of God. He could communicate. Oh my! Sometimes, and I, as a preacher, I understand the difficulty of this. As a speaker and a preacher, that's your main goal, is to be able to communicate with the people, and not just be a one-sided conversation. But you felt like he was preaching the word, but you felt like you were just having a conversation with him. And I believe he did that with the power of God and the messages to write down. And just one of the things I wanted to mention too, just talking to some of the workers around the wilds, they were asking about our group, and do you guys? They were asking, "Oh, you guys come in the summer too?" And I said, "They have, I believe, in the past, but they've done this for a good while." And they're like, "Well, how long have you guys been coming?" I was like, "Well, I know at least 23 years, right, Brother Ricky?" And they're like, "23 years." I think Crooked Creek ought to get a plaque from the Wilds, amen. We've been going a while, and that's a good testimony. They were all shocked when I said we'd been coming that long. And, of course, Brother Ricky, Ms. Andrea has been leading that trip. I believe this was y'all's 23rd year of leading. 22nd, leading the, and of course, Mr. Brock, Ms. Geneva were able to go again, and just a wonderful testimony, and of our church going out there and just investing in our young people and going to let the Lord speak to their hearts. But any other teens want to give another testimony before we move to the next college and career? All right, well, Ms. Andrea? Oh, yeah, sure. Come on up. Amen.
No, I don't need this either, but I'll use it just to be nice. First of all, I want to thank a lot of people. Thank Brock and Geneva for asking us to start going with the teens 22 years ago, but they've been going, what, 30? Probably 30, close to 30. Brock and Geneva started this. And Mr. Brock pulled the trailer. I want to thank him for that. Thank them for asking us to go so long ago, and thank them for going this year. I was so excited that they got to go again. They've missed a few years because of different things, so they got to go this year. I was very excited about that. Thank you to Jeff for letting us borrow the trailer. Thank you for Ricky driving the bus, for the pastor and Joanna to go. That was nice for y'all to be up there and we could fellowship with y'all. Thank you for all the many people that sponsored a teen. I would just say, one morning or night, we need a sponsor, and more than one would come to me going, I want a sponsor. And then I would say, well, I'm not sure I have a teen for you. And then next thing I know, another teen would come. So as always, God provided the sponsors before he even provided the teens. And I just want to thank all of you for being so generous in that area, and also for the whole church family to pray for us. Because like all the teens said, he was a great speaker, and I got something out of every sermon. But what I need to say is I got out of the most was this morning, and he was talking about dying to self. And since Jesus Christ died for me and rescued me from such a sinful and wicked lifestyle almost 25 years ago, I need to be willing to do anything for him. And God really convicted me that I need to die to self. I mean, it was so simple the way he said it. I know this, but I don't do this like I should. So this, for me, meant that I need to choose to die for self every day, all day long, instead of fighting for my rights, thinking or feeling that I have the right to be angry or bitter or slothful or put up walls so no one hurts me, or to trust others, especially not to trust God, for all things in every way, every day, or to have Christ join me. And I also need to learn not to be so legalistic with my children that just because there is a difference between sin and my personal opinion or my personal conviction in lots of areas.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Round two.
Yeah, I'm just like, I couldn't not come back up and say something, but all the other girls, they were talking about having fears, and that's something that when the speaker was talking about it, it really spoke to me. It should have been the first thing that I said, because that's what God wanted me to share, and I was too scared to. And he used the analogy of the guys in their jacked up trucks with no fear stickers across the front. And I mean, I was like, that's me. And I mean, I really live my life based off of fear of what people think about me. I mean, when he talked about it, I just realized he had I think it was like 10-15 question quiz about just questions of, do you fear this? Do you fear this? And just the majority of those questions, that's me. I fear that. And so I just really ask that y'all would pray for me, that I would not be living my life based off of the fact that I'm afraid what people will think about me or say about me or something like that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. You know, that fear factor, the fear of man bringeth a snare, and it entraps you. It puts you in bondage. And he dealt with that, how our fear is to be to the Lord God, and that he's the one that really truly matters. Amen. And him speaking to us, his word, his spirit, and that's who we live to please, is the Lord Jesus. Well, these have been wonderful. Ma'am? Yeah, can we get a microphone down there? Brother Ricky, or Brother Mike? Yes, ma'am, you do. We want it to be recorded, so that's why.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to end, speak on what someone said, what he was talking about this morning, that really spoke to my heart, and it made me cry. When I thought about it, we were talking about it, Ricky and who else was it? Chris and Brock and I. He was talking about our brothers and sisters are dying for their faith. And I really listened. He said, we didn't have to sneak in here this morning, and we didn't have to sneak in here tonight. And today we have mercy, and we don't sneak in to worship. And I think we take that for granted. I think that we don't realize what a privilege and a blessing it is just to park our car and fly in here. Some of us fly in, and some of us walk in slowly. But he talked about 1 Corinthians 15, and Paul said, I die daily. And he said for us to take up our cross and die to self. And then he said, to follow me, we need to follow by faith. And I was thinking about that today because as we were talking, Chris and different ones of us were talking, Chris Clark and I, that the day might be coming. We have an election coming up. And I don't think we have really grasped, some of us, what could be happening and to our country, and we've taken it for granted. And I just would say to you that did not get up and give your testimony, it's not hard. There are people in China. We talked about Brecken. Brecken's been in China, and the kids are, people are hiding over there to worship. I didn't mean to embarrass you, Brecken, but that to me is an honor to know you, that you've been in China serving the Lord. And so I just like to say before we close it, that if there's any of you that have not gotten up and given your, just said anything for Christ, don't deny him, because there's a day coming. Chris said we may suffer punishment. We don't know what's in store for us, you know, any of us. And not just to put fear in us, but just because I know when I was your age, I took it for granted that I could come to church and give my money and read my Bible and things like that. I didn't think about where I'd be today. And I'm so grateful for our church that we can go. And Brock and I thoroughly enjoyed this. Our kids were the greatest. They just were all so polite. And Ricky and Andrea and Brock and I just had such a wonderful time. And thank you for letting us go one more time.
And I second that as well. Just the fact that how well our teens did do up there observing, you know, just scanning. Man, it was a packed room. But I'd had a talk with them on the bus, and it's one of those talks you don't really like talking about. But it's, hey guys, let's really get serious when the preaching goes. And every time I look down there, our group was locked into the preacher. And I really appreciate you teens doing that, and I really believe that showed in your heart and wanting to hear what God had for you this weekend, and that really just spoke to my heart. Our teens just had a good spirit through all the weekend, just out there having a good time at the Wilds, and God really blessed that. And I'm already looking forward to next year.
And I will be down enough to get on that zip line, I'm telling you right now. But let's open it up for our college and career, if they would like to. I don't want to put any pressure there, but if you went on that trip and you want to give a word of testimony, I want to open that up now. Anybody do that? Yeah. Okay, we'll go ahead and start with Lindsay.
Hey, I'm Lindsay, and don't worry, I'm not going to try to read all of this to you, but the reason I brought it up is just to show you how much we learned. In a matter of 3 days, I think the guy who preached to us, I think he could have preached about 3 weeks what he was trying to tell us. It was just a lot of information, and I wish I could just transfer all of it into you because it was fantastic. It was great. And I also went on the teen retreat as a volunteer, as you can see, in the kitchen staff, so I only got to go to a couple of services, but both of them spoke to me as well. But what I want to talk to y'all about is what happened at the college and career retreat. And what he talked about when we first got there, he was like, okay, well, first thing I'm going to talk to you guys about is the church and what it is. And he started going on, and the first thing that started going on in my brain was like, oh, I already know what the church is. I already know why I go and everything. And then right after that, he goes, now listen, I know what you're all thinking. And then he said what I just thought. And I was like, okay, prove me wrong. He's like, okay, now I'm going to prove you wrong. And I was like, okay. Needless to say, he did. What he did was he broke down what a lot of people think the church is supposed to be and what they think it is and why they go. And then he rebuilt up what it is and what God meant it to be. And I realized for my whole life, 18 years, I've been thinking of the church wrongly. And I wish, like I said, I wish I could tell you all what he said, but the main things that stuck out to me was church is not a place that you go for your personal gain. You don't go there to, yes, you go there to grow in Christ, but you don't go for you. You go to make the body of Christ and to make stronger the unity of the body of Christ. Amen. And he talked about how some people are kind of like rings on the body of Christ. Like, see, this is my ring. And it's on my finger. It's close to my finger. It's always on my finger, but it's not part of my body. It doesn't give life. It doesn't serve my body. And I realize that sometimes I feel like I'm just sitting there. I'm not part of the body of Christ, and I'm not doing my part in order to build the body of Christ. And I just pray that you'd help me to see church more that way.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Anna Patterson. And first of all, I'd just like to thank each one of y'all for praying for me. Since I've been saved, then God's really been working in my life. And the main thing that he's been working on in me is submission. While I was at the Wilds, then the sermons were really good, and I got a lot from them. But Saturday night, then he was just working in my heart. And I sat outside the lodge, and I just sat there for like 2 or 3 hours. I can't remember how long. It was a long time. But for the past couple of weeks, I've just been praying, God, show me what to do. I don't know what you want me to do in my life. And I just felt so lost and just so confused of, I feel like I'm not doing anything, that I'm just wasting my time. And he just like showed me this past weekend that I wasn't trusting him completely. I hate not knowing what's coming next, and I want to know the whole big picture. I hate just taking little steps at a time, not knowing where I'm going. And he just showed me that I need to submit to him and just trust him each step at a time, that he knows my whole life, and even though I don't know how it's going to turn out, then he tells me each step, and I'm supposed to take it by faith. Even if I can't see what's up ahead, then I'm supposed to take that step. And just, if y'all would just pray for me that I'd be just willing and obedient to take that step without knowing why exactly I'm taking it or where it's leading me.
Amen.
Hey, my name's Ansley, for those who don't know me. When I was at college and career, I realized that things was going to be a little different for me because it was my first time going with college and career group, and it felt strange because I know I'm used to going with my family, which was a blessing. But anyway, I do have to agree with Lindsay from what she said in her testimony, because all that is really true. But this isn't what I'm going to say. This is, I'm going to say what God's going to say in my life. So, when it was God and I time, Brother Scott told us to read in Ephesians in the Bible. When I read in Ephesians 4:32, I realized that I'm supposed to be kind to one to another, including my family. But knowing me, I do struggle a lot to be kind to my family more than anyone else. So do pray for me about that, because I do lose my temper a lot around my siblings. So just pray for me. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We sure will, Hansel. Amen. Anybody else? Brother Josh? Yes, sir.
Last weekend was really, really deep, like Lindsay said, and Ansley. Scott Ashmore, when he first started talking about the church, I even did the same thing. I was like, been doing this for a while. Why are you telling us this? We came here to get something really inspirational. These young people, they need something different. But it was very evident as he got into the preaching, this man has been developing this series of sermons, you can tell easily at least a year. It's very, very deep. And he basically attacked the notion that is very rampant in our culture, especially towards young people, which is who he was mainly preaching towards, about the church being simply a religious service provider. You see that in our culture now. And he attacked that in a very kind and loving way, and showed those young people, including myself, what the Word of God actually says. And he started in Matthew 16:18, talking when Jesus said, "I will build my church," which is the word, the Greek word, ekklesia, and how much emphasis he put on the local body, setting it up to do His will, His mission. And y'all, we get to be a part of that.
Amen.
And it's a blessing. He talked about meaningful membership. Most of us in this room are a member of this church or maybe another church. Is that membership meaningful to you? How do you treat that? Many times we're members of so many things and it means something. Maybe it includes benefits. Well, being a member of this church includes benefits. It includes privileges and responsibilities. And there's just no time to cover this. Like Lindsay, she has all her notes. I mean, he gave us some in-depth handouts. But a few things that the Lord really spoke to me. Church is not just an event I attend. It is a people to whom I belong. And he went through Scripture and he pointed out, you belong to your church. So folks, I belong to you. And it kind of changed my thinking there. I belong to you. Is that okay? But another thing he said, and I'm going to quote what he said, "Am I choosing to pursue unity in the diversity God has provided, or am I avoiding the diversity for my own comfort?" He pointed out church as it got started there in the New Testament. It's very diverse. A lot of different people, cultures, backgrounds, ethnicities. That's how the church was intended. And that's why he had to spend so much time, Paul did, on unity. And we have enough time with most of us being from the same culture being unified. Is that not true? But the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit that is in you, that is in me, God is not at war with himself, so there's no reason for us to be at war with each other. And so going through Ephesians chapter 3 and Ephesians chapter 3 and then chapter 4, the unity that you see what's talking about, the breadth and the depth, that relational unity, it just really spoke to me. And another thing I want to say, and I'm going to get out of here, here it is. The first thing God spoke to me specifically was that I need to become closer to y'all. I need to get to know y'all better. If you look at what the church was doing there in Acts and in Ephesians and how they would spend so much time together and supporting each other and exhorting each other, the unity there. And he challenged us. He said, he had a young man in his church. He said, whatever his name was, he said, I want you to think about inviting such and such. It was an older couple in their 70s over to your apartment. And he's like, what? I have this little apartment. This is me, and we're totally opposite ends of the spectrum. He says, I know. He says, but that's the church. The church brings us together. And when he said that, it reminded me of something that Brother Bill and Brother Betty did several years ago. I don't know if you remember Brother Bill. You called me up one day and you asked, hey, can I take you and Amanda out to dinner? And that really spoke to me, and it meant a lot to me. And it was a really good example. And there are a lot of folks in this church that I'm ashamed to say I don't know very well. And that's what the Lord really spoke to me. I need to get to know y'all better. So I hope that's okay if I ask you over to the house. Please say yes. Sister Alice. The other thing the Lord spoke to me was I need to build relationships with the lost, share the gospel, and introduce them to our church. The church was intended to be a display of God's love and power. Where else can you get a bunch of people together that may be from different cultures, backgrounds, ethnicities, all sorts of different, you know, ideas, political ideas, I mean, just you name it, and see them together worshiping the Lord and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Amen. Supernatural, is it not? And when we can bring someone here lost, someone who may be seeking Christ, they're not sure about this church thing, when we can bring them in and show them, hey, this is what happens when people give their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a way that we can share the gospel because it is an observable thing. So the Lord spoke to me about those two things. And I know the young people there that weekend, they were really, really listening. So we praise the Lord for that.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Anybody else from that college and career group like to give a testimony? All right. Well, we have another special testimony tonight. Brother Aaron is going to come up and share what the Lord has put on their hearts, he and Lisa, and just excited about what the Lord is doing in their lives, and they're going to share a little bit of that with you now.
Thank you, sir. All right. As we were coming into marriage and just praying about what God would have us do with the next step of our lives, we were praying and there were some different options we were weighing out and what He was having us do and where He was wanting us to go. And as we've been praying and getting counsel, we do believe that the Lord is leading us to the west to do church planting in Montana. In the northeast, there is very few churches. There is maybe one church to every 600 people in Georgia, but in Montana, there's one church to every 13,000 people, and that is with your charismatic groups, that's with any sort of Christian denomination you can think of. And so there's very little witness into those people groups over there. And according to the Joshua Project, there's 9 completely unreached people groups, people who do not have a gospel witness, who people do not even realize exist. They're a forgotten people. And a lot of them are the native people from the origination of our country, and people are not going to them. And so we're going to go to northeast Montana for church planting, and we do hope and pray that this would be our sending church. We could partner with you all here.